Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, this week's show is going to be a little bit different. This is a collection of kind of tips and tricks that I found that are useful to me and I wanted to share with our listeners. They range from some neat little things you can do on your iOS device to some more effective and efficient ways of using YouTube and also some shopping tips.
But first for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, what do you do if your regular screen reader stops working on your PC? Well, you can quickly start Narrator, which is built into Windows.
Okay, here's a neat little keyboard command that I found out about recently that can be very useful. You know, there are often times when your screen reader will stop talking to you and you can't get it going again. You're frustrated. You can't figure out what state the computer's in and you'd like to repair what's going on and figure out what's going on. Well, you can turn on Narrator very quickly with a simple keyboard shortcut in Windows 8 and 10. So it only works in Windows 8 and 10. But all you have to do is hit the Windows key and enter, and Narrator will pop on. So I'll do that right now.
Starting Narrator.
And Narrator has been started. Now I happen to be on the desktop.
Desktop.
So I can arrow around my desktop icons with the arrow keys and see what's on the desktop.
Selected. Recycle bin. 1 of 42. Tooltip. Contains the files and folders that you have deleted.
And if I arrow again.
Selected. Band in a box. 22 of 42. Tooltip. Location. BBW. K:\BB right parenthesis.
That's the band in the box program that I use for many of my music activities, and so on. So that's the way Narrator works. So you can obviously use Narrator to navigate around your computer, figure out what's gone wrong, if there's some program that crashed that's interfering with your screen reader running again, and you can work your problem out that way. Now, when you're ready to terminate Narrator and to start using your screen reader again, you simply hit the Shift Lock key and the Escape key, and Narrator will terminate. So I'll do that now.
Exiting Narrator.
And Narrator is done, and I can start using my normal screen reader. So again, Windows key plus Enter will start Narrator quickly, and using the Caps Lock key in conjunction with the Escape key will terminate Narrator. And that only works in Windows 8 and 10, as far as I know. Now, before learning about that hotkey, Nancy knows how I usually dealt with instances where my screen reader just either froze up or wasn't giving me any feedback as to what was happening on the computer.
He had another shortcut. It was called Nancy.
And she usually came running.
And if you're looking for more tips, just listen to the rest of this episode. It's all tips.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSighteyewear.com. Let's start by exploring some cool things you can do using Siri on an iOS device. And let me just start by saying that we held out for the longest time and kept our old school flip phone. In fact, we shared just one because we rarely leave the house separately and we could get by with just one. And a couple of years ago, we got ourselves his and hers iPhones, and if nothing else, Pete has been having a lot of fun playing with Siri.
So one of the things I like to use Siri for is when Nancy and I stop to get gas to fill the car. She'll tell me how many miles we drove and how much gas we took. And I'll ask Siri something like, what is 265 miles divided by 6.8 gallons?
Let me think about that. The answer is about 39 miles per gallon.
So that can be pretty helpful. We also used Siri to help pick the random winners in the drawings we've had for several contests this year on Eyes on Success. So for example, if we got 305 entries and wanted to pick one random winner out of that group, I would ask Siri, pick a random number between 1 and 305.
Random number between 1 and 305 is 194.
And there's our winner. Siri can also be used for other things to play games, such as roll a die.
Rolling. It's 4.
Well, I guess I got a 4 when I rolled the die that time. How about if I want to roll 2 dice? Roll 2 dice.
Okay, 3 and 1.
Well, there you go. Maybe I can use that in my next game. Pick a card.
Let me shuffle first. Okay, the Ace of Hearts.
And there you go. So Siri could be quite a bit of fun. Besides some of the mathematical feats that Siri can perform, she can also be quite humorous. So for example, when I ask her, what is 0 divided by 0?
Imagine that you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies, and you're sad that you have no friends.
That's pretty funny, Siri.
Apparently.
Goodbye.
Okay, see you soon.
So you may have noticed that Pete kept referring to Siri as she, and that's because originally Siri only had a female voice, but now it comes with your choice of a male voice or a female voice, and we have each switched to the male voice, but by gum, as far as we're concerned, it's still female.
And he does have a good sense of humor, but is also very useful. If you ask Siri, what can you do? Siri will tell you a bunch of functions that can be done with the command of your own voice. And I often use it for just opening applications. Sometimes you have many, many applications on your phone on different pages. They may be in subfolders and you don't want to scroll to them. You just say, open voice recorder or open NFB Newsline, and there it comes up. So that's real simple. So there are a lot of little things you can do with Siri. You should just try out some commands and see what works.
One thing I use Siri for is setting an alarm or a timer, especially if I'm in the kitchen and I need to boil something for 12 minutes. I'll just press the home key, wait until Siri beeps at me and say, set a timer for 12 minutes. And then I've got the timer with me. It's easy. I don't even have to get the phone very dirty.
And don't hesitate to use the dictation feature that's built into these iOS devices. If you want to write a quick text message to somebody or an email or make yourself a little note or any place there's an edit field, a search field, for example, you can dictate what you want to be entered into the field, and it usually comes out pretty good.
I have been really impressed at the quality of the speech recognition. As you may have heard, I used to have terrible trouble with carpal tunnel, and 15 years ago, I used top-of-the-line speech recognition software. It was terrible. And here's this built-in speech recognition capability in a telephone that fits in your pocket that, to be sure, it makes some mistakes, but really not very many. And for the most part, it's pretty easy to figure out what was intended.
So just experiment. You can't break Siri.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is what you can get from using YouTube and how to use it more effectively and efficiently.
Okay, so here's the tip I'd like to pass along for controlling the playback of audio on YouTube with your screen reader. So I'm on the YouTube homepage now, and I'm going to search for the Peter Torpy Trio. That's my jazz trio.
Peter Torpy Trio.
And I'll hit enter.
Enter. Region about 67 results. Virtual PC. PTT demo heading level 3 link.
And there's the link, the PTT demo. Now, note, when I hit enter on that, the new page will come up and automatically start playing the music.
Enter. PTT demo heading level 3 link. PTT demo already watched. Dash duration colon 418. Black up pointing triangle PTT.
Now, I hit escape to shut up JAWS so I can hear the music. But now, if I'm scrolling around the page and I want to read this, I can't really listen to my screen reader. But what I can do here with JAWS anyway is to turn off the virtual cursor by hitting the JAWS key plus Z.
Off.
So the virtual cursor's off. And now there are some native keys that are available within YouTube to control the audio. If I put my fingers on the J, K, and L keys, the K will pause the music. So I'll hit K, and you can see the music stops. If I hit K again, it will start playing the music again. Now, if I want to go forward in the music, I hit L and it will skip forward. So listen. And I was just hitting the L key there. And if I want to go backwards, I hit the J key. And there you can hear them at the beginning of the clip again. If I want to just mute the music while it continues to play, I hit M. And there you can see the music is quiet. And if I hit M again, it toggles the music back on. And now, when I'm all through, I have to remember to turn on the virtual cursor again so I can read through the screen with my screen reader. So I'll do that by hitting JAWS key plus Z.
KKLLJJJMM on. Off. On.
And the JAWS virtual cursor is on again. And there are equivalent keystrokes with the other screen readers to turn on and off their virtual cursors. So you can use that and those built-in keystrokes with YouTube to control the playback of audio. It's pretty cool. And those can be pretty handy because the standard navigational elements on the YouTube pages are not very easy to use, particularly while your screen reader is speaking to you while you're trying to find those elements. So give it a shot.
And YouTube is a wonderful resource. They've got videos on there with demonstrations of almost anything you can imagine. I once went to YouTube to figure out how to wire a three-way light switch concoction in my daughter's new house. And, you know, nobody knows how to do that, but somebody had figured it out and put it up on YouTube and provided step-by-step instructions that were just a piece of cake to follow.
And YouTube is particularly a great place for visually impaired people to learn new things because sometimes, you know, mobility is somewhat of an issue, getting to lessons, or maybe you're working and you can't get to lessons at a particular time. So YouTube is a great place to find out about just about anything you'd like to learn about. So for example, if you are interested in learning the piano, you can find lessons from beginning to advanced on playing the piano. For example,
with this video, I'd like to show you how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb in three different keys. First, in the key of C, the notes you're going to use will be E, D, C, and G. Your right hand will start with the third finger on E, and I suggest you learn the right hand first, and then the left hand, and then put them together. So we're going to try the right hand by itself. Your third finger on E.
So that way you can learn piano from the comfort of your own home. And even for more advanced people, you can hear lessons like this.
I'd like to welcome you to this lesson on Stella by Starlight. We're going to go through a discovery phase, which I'm going to show you how I've come up with some ideas for this arrangement. I'm going to show you the arrangement note for note, step by step, so you're going to be able to learn every note. Even if you're a beginner, you'll be able to get it, even though it moves a little bit quicker. It's more of an intermediate lesson. I'm going to show you some good voice leaning techniques. I'm going to show you some good chords. And I'm also going to show you some things to keep in mind when comping behind a singer or a vocalist or an instrumentalist. So let me play this arrangement for you. then we're going to end up going back into the song, okay? So anyway, that's the arrangement, and you can see that there's a lot of diminished stuff in there, drop twos. I'm going to explain all that stuff. There's some really cool techniques that you're going to learn on this lesson.
So that's for more advanced people, so you can get any level of lesson. So this lesson goes on, and as you can see from the next clip, it can get pretty advanced.
And then here, what I'm doing is another drop two voicing. What I'm doing is, I was doing this, just walking right on down, C minor 7 here. But instead, I drop the second note down. So I have E flat, G, D, B flat in the left hand. Then A, D, F, C, G, C, E flat, B flat. And then I'm going to that A flat 7, A flat, G flat, C and D crushed, G flat, and D.
So you can see these videos are pretty detailed and pretty amenable to being listened to with just the audio. And, you know, they don't have lessons just on piano. You can find guitar lessons, too.
Or math. Or electrical wiring. Or auto repair. Or plumbing. Or anything you can think of.
You have the world at your fingertips with YouTube.
So sometimes people have spare time when they might like to be listening to these lessons, but they can't be in front of their computer. Maybe they're commuting on a bus or whatever. How would you recommend they handle that situation?
Well, I found a very useful utility called SongR, S-O-N-G-R. And this is a very simple program to use and install on your computer. And with this program, once you've found something on YouTube that you'd like to listen to, you just take the link from the address bar in YouTube for that video, you copy it into SongR, and you can make a download of that automatically to your computer in an MP3 format, or a video format if you want. But once you take that MP3 file onto your computer, you can then move it to a more portable device like a Bookport Plus or Victor Reader Stream, and you can take these lessons any place with you to listen to them wherever you are at your convenience. So I find that quite handy, this SongR utility.
And that's a free download, right?
That is. And of course, in our show notes, you'll be able to find links to any of the programs we discuss in this episode. So look there for SongR.
So speaking of free, one way people make their programs freely available is by putting on a lot of advertisements, which nobody really likes to have to listen to or watch or wait for. Do you have a good way of getting rid of those?
Well, yeah, that can be quite annoying. When you're listening to something on YouTube, sometimes you have to listen to 30 seconds or a minute of advertisement before you get into the content you really want to hear. So for that purpose, I use another free program called AdBlock Plus. And again, we'll give you the link where you can find that. Now, that can be used as a plugin or extension into whatever browser you use, be it Chrome or Firefox or Internet Explorer. And AdBlock Plus will just prevent any of those ads from playing. So anytime I go to a YouTube site these days, I just start playing and don't hear any of that garbage.
Well, that must be just so nice.
It's made listening to YouTube a lot less frustrating.
Now for this week's final item. Last week's show was all about how tricky shopping can be for the visually impaired. Well, here's a trick you can use to make it a little bit easier.
You know, this is funny. I always used to wonder how our son used to find great deals on the internet. He'd look for, you know, something he wanted to buy for $200 or $300, and then he'd all of a sudden buy it on the internet for $100 or so. And I'm thinking, wow, he's really a good shopper. Well, I found his secret weapon. It's a website called CamelCamelCamel.com.
CamelCamelCamel if you read what's on their website, is a free Amazon price tracker. They monitor millions of products and alert you when the prices drop, helping you decide when to buy. And their name has a very curious origin. Their logo includes three camels, kind of head to tail. And so you see the profile of these three camels. And when you look at it, it looks like a graph that's going up and down and up and down and up and down. And that's on purpose to represent what typically happens to prices of various items. So what they do is they follow the price of a given item. And when it goes below some threshold that you might be interested in, they'll let you know about it. And if you go to their tools section, which is at camelcamel.com/tools, you'll find that they have several different ways of operating. And one of them is that you can create a price watch for a given item and get alerts via email or Twitter when the price goes below the threshold you set. Or the other thing, which is even handier, is you can synchronize Camel, Camel, Camel with your wish list at Amazon. So everything you're thinking of buying, they'll track the price and let you know when the prices drop. And they'll keep track of what's on your wish list, so you only have to add and delete items from one location.
So Nancy mentioned that Camel 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 is an Amazon price tracker, but in addition, they will also track products from third-party people that appear on Amazon, and you can search for either a new or a used product depending on where you want to get the product from and how much money you really want to save. Now, the website can be a little bit tricky to use, but it is not too hard to use with a screen reader. Basically, you go to the website and there's a search field on almost all of their pages. And in the search field, you enter the product you're looking for. And then you click the search button. And it will come up with a table of products matching that search. They might be in different colors or sizes or from different vendors, etc. And then you go through these tables and say, do I want to see what the price history is? Do I want to buy the product? Or do I want to track the product? And one of the very interesting things is that you can see for the past month, 3 months, 6 months, or year, how the product has varied over that time. So you can see what the high price is, the low price is. So when you're putting in a price watch to say if the price falls below a certain dollar amount, you'll know what is a fair value. So to be very specific, I used this recently. I had a very nice Bluetooth speaker that I used to use when I was exercising, and it worked very well. And I bought this on sale a couple of years ago for something like $50. And for some reason, it just stopped working. Its days had gone past, and I decided I wanted to buy a new one. So I looked for it on Camel, 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 and I saw that the price ranged from $50 to maybe $110. And I decided, I like buying things at local stores. I went to all the local stores, and it was $100. And I thought, well, I'm going to put it in Camel, 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 and see what happens, and I'll set a price point of $60. So I wanted to get notified if the price went below $60. And sure enough, after 2 or 3 weeks, I got a little email notice that said, the price on your Bluetooth speaker just dropped to $54 and is available here. Click here to buy if you want. And so that was pretty handy, and I didn't have to do hardly any work.
So that is a really handy utility, especially if you like bargains. But what if you just feel like shopping for something? Amazon is a really busy site. How do you deal with that?
Well, it is. It's a busy site, plus sometimes it's a little sluggish with a screen reader. And there are two ways I deal with that. One is Amazon makes a more accessible site that is very navigable easily with a screen reader using headings and other features that screen readers can usually use. If you go to amazon.com/access, you'll go to that more accessible site that has been optimized for screen readers, and that can make it a little bit easier. The other thing I like to do sometimes is, in JAWS, for example, they have this utility called Research It, and if you hit the JAWS key and the space bar, and then followed by R, you get into the function called Research It. And Research It can be used for a number of things, to look up sports scores, weather, monetary transfers, and a whole lot of other things. But in this regard, one thing you can do is easily search on Amazon. After you hit JAWS key space followed by R, you come up into an edit field. If you type in a product and then do a tab and arrow down until you see Amazon, and then hit enter, you'll be brought to a very concise listing of products on Amazon that match your search criterion. And each one is a link, and if you hit a link on one of those, you can see more product details and go to buying. But the original page just gives you the link and a price, very simply laid out and very easy to use. So there are two more efficient and easy ways to use a screen reader to shop on Amazon if you're just looking for a product.
Well, we certainly hope that you found these tips and tricks helpful. All I know is that Pete sometimes gets frustrated at how difficult it is to work things on the web using a screen reader. And with these tips that he's shared with you today, he is a much happier camper, and we hope that you are as well.
And if you have tips that you'd like to share with us and or our listeners, you can always send them to us at hosts@eyesonsuccess.net, and we'll collect them until we have a sufficient number and we can share them with listeners around the world. Alternately, if you want to join a discussion list where you can discuss some of these tips and ideas and share ideas about what you've heard on the show and some other tips that might be useful, we have our Eyes on Success discussion list. And we'll have directions on how to subscribe to the Eyes on Success discussion list in our show notes, along with links to the Song R program and the AdBlock Plus program.
And while we're at it, we will also include instructions on how you can subscribe to our announcements only Google group. And if you do that, you will get one email each week announcing that week's episode, complete with a link to both the audio and that week's show notes, and maybe three other notes per year on topics that are directly related to aspects of the show.
Anyway, I hope you find some of those tips useful.
That's it for episode number 1605. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about described workouts. We'll speak with the people from Blind Alive who have created a series of described workouts. And these workouts are intended for the visually impaired, so they are thoroughly descriptive of what you're expected to be doing. And they cover all different kinds of exercise routines, from yoga to cardio to weight training and beyond. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.